Thanks for tuning in once again to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute, a ministry dedicated to proclaiming essential Christian doctrine. We have a phone line open for you, so dial 888-ASK-HANK and join us on the show. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. And now, from the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and it is a delight to be in the studio. Just got off a plane. I was in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday. I heard Speaker of the House John Boehner as he talked about the circumstances in our country, the fact that we are mortgaging the future on the backs of our children. It was a pretty scary message. It's the first message that John Boehner gave outside of Washington since taking over his new post. Also did a celebration of the King James Version of the Bible. It's been 400 years now. And I think all too often we take for granted the Bible. We take for granted men like John Wycliffe, who was willing to translate the Bible into the English tongue against opposition to the contrary. Some of you may recall that 44 years after he had died, his bones were exhumed, his bones burned, and the ashes unceremoniously scattered to the wind. And some of those ashes, no doubt, made their way to a man named William Tyndale, who likewise began translating the Bible into the English language because he believed that the boy who drives the plow should be as familiar with the Bible as was the Pope. And so he too suffered the wrath of the church. October 6, 1536, he was burned alive. And while he was dying in flames, he cried out, "O God, open the eyes of England's king." And his prayers were answered, ironically enough, by King Henry VIII, who had Bibles of largest volume chained to pulpits throughout the land. And people would come and listen to the immortal words of Scripture. And then, of course, in 1604, King James I commissioned the King James Version of the Bible, completed in 1611. There were three versions in 1611. I spent some time with a man who actually owns three original copies that were produced between the 1611 version and the 1769 version. And what an incredible passion he had for the Word of God as he was collecting old Bibles and recognizing what people went through so that we could have the Bibles we have in every color and size and shape and every kind of study Bible you can imagine. And yet, the apathy towards the Bible is criminal, quite frankly, in the Christian world. And now you have people who are trying to undermine the Bible in very sophisticated fashion. You have people like Bart Ehrman, chair of the Religious Studies Department at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who is coming out with a book called Forged. Not only does he believe that the copyists who copied the manuscripts were animated by anti-Semitic motives, but now he thinks that the very manuscripts that we hold dear were forged. And I predict that his book will be another blockbuster bestseller, and people will buy in critically into his nonsense. And all the more reason why people that genuinely love the Word of God are equipped to be able to communicate that nothing could be farther from the truth. And if you really get into his arguments, even though they sound sophisticated, they're really quite dumb. I point this out in my new book, which is almost done, Has God Spoken? It'll be a good corrective to these kinds of attacks on the Bible. But the question I want to leave with all of you, and we'll go right to our callers, is do you really love the Word of God, or do you just say you love the Word of God? Do you genuinely love the Word of God? You give lip service to it? You know, the secularists are saying we don't even read the Bible we pretend to defend. Maybe they have a point there. We are becoming a biblically illiterate church, and it's time to stem the tide, just as it is time for us to rein in our debt in the U.S. Boehner was talking about that. It's time for us as Christians to say, thus far and no farther. We live in the shadow of the Bible, but we can get back to the Bible, and that's what we're called to do. And just a few people can make a difference. Hopefully you're one of them. That's one of the reasons we ask you to stand with this ministry, because we're willing to stand for truth no matter what the cost. If you spent the last couple of days, as I did, at National Religious Broadcasters, and you see what goes under the rubric of National Religious Broadcasting, you might well think it's a circus. But we can make a difference. We can stem the tide. Just a few people willing to stand for truth no matter what the cost eventually became a catalyst for the Bible to be available to us today. And so, like those that lit the way many years ago, we can light the way today. It's just a matter of willing, are we willing to do for the truth what so many others are willing to do for a lie. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to our phone callers. First up, Ken. He's listening in Columbia, Missouri. Hi, Ken.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My question was about a program on TV that airs every night and has for 2 months, Awakening. And its host is Rodney Howard Brown.
Yeah.
And I was wondering your opinion on that show.
Well, you know, I wrote a book called Counterfeit Revival, Looking for God in All the Wrong Places. And this did deal in substance with Rodney Howard Brown. He's a counterfeit revivalist, and he is one of the most dangerous of them all. He said many years ago that not only would the nations tremble, but talk show hosts would be terrified by true prophets like Rodney Howard Brown. In other words, Rodney Howard Brown thinks that he was going to have a really big impact on the culture. He said one of these days a true prophet anointed of God will be a guest on one of these television talk shows. And when they start to mock him, he will simply look at them and say, that you may know that there is a God who lives, that you may know that he shall not be mocked. You will be blind for 3 days as a sign to you in this audience. And then the talk show host will scream, oh my God, I can't see, I can't see, I'm blind. And the television lines will be jammed, signs and wonders will be made manifest, and on and on he goes. Well, when did he say that? Well, he says we slipped over into the edge of this great outpouring in 1990. Well, here we are 21 years later. And he said back then, it's going to be commonplace to see awesome manifestations of the glory of God. Creative miracles will happen. Eyeballs will form. Legs and arms will grow out. People will leap out of wheelchairs. This, again, was 21 years ago. Has it happened? No. Well, he's banking on the fact that people have short memories, so he's at his shtick again. And, of course, he's got the audience because he's got platforms like the Trinity Broadcasting Network to proliferate this nonsense.
Well, the show has been on CTN Network now for almost 2 months.
Yep.
And I just wonder if you had seen the show and were aware of it.
I am aware of it, and again, I'm aware that it is being hosted by a false prophet.
Okay, and I was just wondering if you could tell your listeners, maybe about the show and how they can maybe call in and have this guy taken off, maybe.
Yeah, you know, the problem is the platforms that these guys have with the Trinity Broadcasting Network and other Christian networks that have popular. I mean, he was popularized ostensibly by the Trinity Broadcasting Network, you know, that's why I'm saying Christian. I was just at National Religious Broadcast. I was just on the floor about 3 hours ago. I was on the floor. I got in a plane, got here just in time for the show, and it's a circus. It's plain and simple. It's a circus. I mean, look at the kind of things that he says. Here's an example. One night, this is Rodney Harry Brown, I was preaching on hell. The more I told people what hell was like, the more they laughed. When he started preaching on the judgment of Ananias and Sapphira, he said everybody ended up on the floor laughing. Remember, he was once called the Holy Ghost bartender. He was at the embryonic stages of the laughing revival and the shaking revival. And he tries to make this sound like he's like Jonathan Edwards, and the awakening that we're having today is like the awakening that happened with the Great Awakening. But nothing could be farther from the truth. His perspective is completely different than the perspective of Jonathan Edwards. When leaders of the Great Awakening preached on the terrors of hell, when they preached on impending judgment, people were moved by the Spirit, and they experienced weakness and weeping. The reality of hell, the brevity of life, so engaged their minds that they experienced corresponding effects on their bodies. And rather than being deliberately produced by the laying on of hands or shouts of, "More, Lord," the responses were spontaneous. They were the results of a vivid encounter with God. So the effects on the body described by men like Jonathan Edwards were never random. They were never ridiculous. They were the results of spiritual awakening. The effects on the body produced through men like Rodney Howard Brown are largely the result of socio-psychological manipulation. And unfortunately, people are biblically illiterate, and therefore they are falling for the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. Let me give you just some, it's one thing to talk about this. You got to listen to these people. Here's Rodney Howard Brown with Kenneth Copeland, and this is what I like to refer to as dueling tongues, where he starts shouting out, "To drink, to drink, to drink."
Oh, Corydiesta, oh, Refiada, oh, Repassionama, to drink, 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 to drink. Oh, Sikaya, we drink Parombo, Mendebre, Viviva, Ambrosto, Cora della Brevibia. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We're not worried what other people think. No. Doesn't matter what they think.
Ooh, now you're going to hear Kenneth Copeland in just a moment.
Oh, le bevedia bashod opre. In a man bad no mo golombon jemba. Me nemo mo rivia casti a tello soso.
You know, leaders of the counterfeit revival proudly promote bodily effects. They promote sardonic laughter, spasmodic jerks, being slain in the spirit, even dueling tongues in the spirit, where you had Kenneth Copeland and Rodney Howard Brown doing their dueling tongues, and what you just heard is attributed to the power of the Holy Spirit. Of course, it's nonsense. And, he just wants this to bubble out your belly, and he thinks that if it bubbles out your belly and you bypass the mind and you experience the effect, you are experiencing the Holy Spirit. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Here's the let it bubble out your belly, Rodney Howard Brown clip.
Phil, let it bubble out your belly. Phil, let it bubble out your belly. Phil, I said Phil. Phil, Phil, dear lady, ho, ho, hee, hee. Phil, 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 ha, 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 hee, hee, ha, ha. Phil, 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 ho, ho, Phil, hee, ha. Phil, ho, ho, Phil, ha, ha. Phil, hee, hee, ha, 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 ha. Ho! You wanna hear? Phil, ho, ho, hee, hee, ha, ha, ha. Woo! Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
These are now our Christian leaders, ladies and gentlemen. I saw it up close and personal. Ironic that I would get this call after coming back and seeing this kind of nonsense at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Be right back with more of your questions.
You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our website, equip.org, has an abundance of resources to equip you to think Christianly. Not only do we provide books, videos, and well-researched articles, but you can also listen to the broadcast live, download archived shows, get answers to pressing Bible questions, and follow our blog or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also sign up for our weekly e-newsletter and receive special benefits. All of this and more at equip.org. Again, the address is equip.org. Don't change the station. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back. The Forefront, when doctrine meets daily life, is an equipping audio CD from the Christian Research Institute compiled from 6 insightful interviews on The Bible Answer Man. For your gift this month, we will send you this helpful CD as our way of saying thank you for your faithful prayers and support. Learn how to define and defend the biblical concept of family. Combat atheism with the truth about objective morality. Explain how the biblical grounds for divorce and remarriage actually protect and elevate the status of women. Respond to the cultural influence of social media and its place in your life. And refute Richard Dawkins and others who claim that Darwinian evolution is proven fact, and much more. Get your copy of The Forefront, When Doctrine Meets Daily Life, when you support the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. Set sail into the beauty of Alaska on CRI's 2011 Alaskan Cruise. Join Hank Hanegraaff, Steve Camp, and Elliot Miller for the experience of a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elliot Miller, the editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. Last year, I was able to join many listeners to the Bible Answer Man as we did a Caribbean cruise. The fellowship that we had, the prayer, the Bible study, the worship, it was truly a family experience. The opportunity to hear Hank Hanegraaff teaching on a daily basis and Steve Camp ministering both through teaching and song is something that you just can't get anywhere else. So I invite you to go to equip.org and read all about the cruise and join us this June.
To register, call Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The millennial generation seeks to grasp moments of experiential transcendence from the offerings of consumer culture. By following the culture's life script, young adults place themselves at the center of a disenchanted universe, making themselves idols. Get a better understanding of Generation Y in the article titled Looking Under the Surface of the Millennial Generation. Friedrich Nietzsche is the patron saint of postmodernism and may currently be the most influential of the great philosophers. Learn how to respond to Nietzsche's anti-God, anti-truth philosophy in Hendrik van der Breggen's article, Awakening from the Nightmare. Other topics include Mormon evangelism, theistic evolution, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Has the Bible Answer Man broadcast impacted your life? Have you been equipped to defend your faith? If so, consider becoming a Bible Answer Man support team member. In doing so, you will be making an eternal investment in a ministry that equips believers to discern truth from error and to think Christianly about life's most important questions. As a new member of the Bible Answer Man support team, we will send you a copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, personalized by Hank. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is an indispensable resource that will not only provide answers to your questions, but equip you to answer questions raised by family and friends. To join the Bible Answer Man support team, just go to equip.org/donate. Again, that's equip.org/donate. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. And now, once again, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and let's go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Jerry, listening on Sirius 161, Modesto, California. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, Hank? How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, I have a question about my mom. She lives in Oklahoma, and she doesn't want to go to church, but she listens to this program, daily program. And she told me the guy's name is Arnold Murray.
Yeah.
And she said that she doesn't need to go to church because he said that the church is corrupt and a bunch of other stuff. And she used to listen to Harold Camping. And I know Harold Camping made this wild prediction for March 11th or something like that, for the second coming of Christ. Can you give me more insight on these people and what they're doing to my mom's mind?
Yeah, well, both false prophets. Arnold Murray and the Shepherd's Chapel denies essential Christian doctrine like the Trinity. He claims Christ and the Holy Spirit are one and the same. He believes men were gods who existed prior to living on Earth. He teaches this really wacky Anglo-Israelism, which holds that the Anglo-Saxons are the chosen race. He teaches a serpent seed doctrine. This is the notion that Eve had sex with the snake, and as a result of that, they had offspring, and the offspring are the Kenites. He has more theological hang-ups than a dry cleaner, and he's dangerous. People who have insomnia listen to him late at night on television, and they get wrecked. And Harold Camping is the same thing. I mean, he's predicted May 21, 2011. And so calculate that out, it's 81 days left. We've been doing a close watch on that. We're holding his feet to the fire. We did this last time. He predicted September 6, 1994. The end has come, and no one else could be saved. This time, his date is May 21, 2011. And in fact, this guy is really dangerous. I've played some of his statements before, but I'm going to play a brand new one here. This is one where you really catch the cultic flavor of this movement and this man.
Now, the last word, or the big word, that God is declaring today is that Judgment Day is almost here, May 21, 2011. And those who truly believe they are believers and are trying desperately to live like a Christian, and as we look at them from our vantage point, they really are very wonderful, moral people, and who read the Bible constantly, and yet the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, if they believe that Christ is coming as a thief in the night, that is, they don't have any assurance at all that he's coming May 21. They don't believe that we can know that. Really, they are not learning, listening to the whole Bible, and yet they are truly living like what appears to be a true believer and believe they are true believers. The Bible says sudden destruction will come upon them. It is a scary passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and because there's all kinds of people that we look at today as being very good, very God-honoring people who are going to be entering the day of judgment because they're not really listening to the whole Bible. Their God really is their church or their pastor or the doctrines that they have learned. But what our God has to be is the whole Bible that came from the lips of God.
So, I mean, what is this guy saying? He rambles on. He's hard to make sense of sometimes. But, I mean, here's a guy that seems to be saying very clearly that if you do not believe that Jesus Christ is coming like a thief on the night, I don't know why that's a thief on the night, but why Jesus Christ, if you don't believe Jesus Christ is coming May 21st, 2011, then you're an apostate. I mean, that's essentially what he's telling people. Now, you know, we've pointed this out. He's a guy who does not know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. He has an esoteric way of reading the Bible. Numerology is what animates his interpretations. He thinks that he can know the day of the flood. He says it's 4,990 B.C. He also takes 2 Peter chapter 3 and he reinterprets it in kind of a wacky way where a day ends up being 1,000 years. God simply talking about standing outside of time and not reckoning time like human beings do, but he takes it in a wooden literal fashion in that particular case, and he figures out exactly how long it's going to be before Jesus Christ is coming back, and if you don't believe it, well, then you're an apostate. So this guy's very, very dangerous. He has crossed over the line into the kingdom of the cults a long time ago.
How do I get my mom to make sense of all this?
Well, you know, there are no easy solutions. The first thing you have to have is discernment skills. I mean, if you don't have discernment skills, you're going to accept false teachings and listen to false teachers. The problem today is people are listening to these Rodney Howard Browns and Harold Campings. They're different spectrums, but they're both wacky. They're listening to Arnold Murray. They're listening to false teachers, and they don't have any kind of a grid by which to determine whether these are true teachers of God or false teachers. So what needs to happen is you have to become so familiar with the truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. You have to know how to read the Word of God for all it's worth. We say the Bible is the Word of God. If it is, how do you read it? What has God said? Well, if you listen to Harold Camping, here's how he's going to answer that question. I'll give you an example from John 21. Here Jesus tells his disciples, who are 200 cubits out to sea, to throw their nets on the right side of the boat, and they would catch 153 fish. Okay, well, here's Camping. 200 cubits equals 2,000 years. These are 2,000 years between the first and second coming of Christ. 153 fish, that's 3 times 3 times 17. 3 equals the purpose of God, and 17 equals heaven. So 153 fish has to do with the purpose of God to take people to heaven. Now, let me tell you something. Once you start interpreting the Bible like that, you've got no hope whatsoever. That's how you can start date setting. And unfortunately, Harold Camping's not alone. You got Jack Van Impe saying 2012. He's making associations with the Mayan calendar. You've got other Christian leaders, in fact, leaders who have been involved in raising enormously profitable movements for the kingdom, who are now saying 2014. So we have date setters who are suggesting that they know on the basis of their interpretation of Scripture when Jesus Christ is going to return. The truth of the matter is this. We do not know. Jesus has not left us any information with respect to when he is going to return. What he has told us to do is to be faithful, to occupy, to make a difference while there's yet time. So unless you know how to read the Bible, you're going to fall for these kind of date setters. And some of them set dates and say, well, I'm not setting a date. They set a date and say, I'm not setting a date. I don't know what to make of that. Maybe it's cognitive dissonance.
You give me a lot of insight. I appreciate it, Hank.
You got it. Thank you for your call. I have to say it's frustrating. We want to go back to the phone lines now, talk to George. WZNZ, Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, George.
Hello, Hank. I pray for you from time to time in accordance to Numbers 6, 24 and 26, asking the Lord to bless you and keep you, to let his face shine upon you, to be gracious unto you, etc.
Bless you, my brother.
Reason I'm calling, President Obama gave another aberrant testimonial, I guess it was around October, and I went through it as one of my Sunday morning messages, analyzing it biblically, and found that there was no justification by faith, no blood atonement, no gospel. Though he said a lot of things that some so-called Christians might like, but it clearly is not true salvation according to the Bible. What do you say?
Well, I mean... With all due respect, I mean, he is the president of the United States, and I want to speak respectfully about him, but the fact of the matter is this, that when he speaks of the Bible, and this is really the key issue, because the Bible is the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. When he speaks of the Bible, he does not speak of it correctly. In fact, he speaks of it in a very cocky way.
Right, right.
He talks about the Bible and says things like, well, you know, the Bible, you got to be very careful because the Bible teaches slavery. The Bible teaches stoning your child if he strays away from the faith.
Wow.
The Bible teaches eating shellfish is an abomination. I think that he watched too many episodes of The West Wing when it was popular. I mean, here's the problem. He does not know how to interpret Scripture.
Right.
And therein lies the problem. He thinks that the Sermon on the Mount is way too radical.
Wow.
Well, why does he believe that? Again, because he doesn't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. I think therein lies, again, the problem. I mean, this seems to be the theme for the show. Whether it's the President of the United States or Harold Camping, they simply don't get it when it comes to reading the Bible for all it's worth. So they take something like the shellfish thing. Well, was eating shellfish an abomination? Yes, it was within a theocratic kingdom. Is it now? No. Why? Because it had a specific purpose for a specific time, and it is now abrogated because Christ declared all foods clean. So he gives the skin of the truth stuffed with the lie some of the time, and sometimes it's just an outright lie. The Bible never teaches slavery. In fact, the Bible puts slave traders in the camp of perverts and idolaters and liars. So in some cases, he kind of fudges a little bit. In some cases, he just flat gets it wrong. And of course, he's now saying that sin is being out of alignment with my values. So now, even sin has become sort of subjective. That depends on your values. When sin is objectively a violation of the holiness of an altogether righteous God, much more could be said, but I think the point is clear, George. When it comes to reading the Bible, you don't want Obama as your interpreter. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Got some interesting questions coming up sitting on the board right now. We'll answer them in a minute.
Get connected with the Christian Research Institute. Just go to equip.org and click on the Get Connected tab and sign up for our weekly e-newsletter. When you receive our e-newsletter, you'll be informed of special discounts, well-researched articles, videos, featured resources, and everything you need to keep you up to date with all that the Christian Research Institute has to offer. So get connected today. Again, just go to equip.org. That's equip.org and click on the Get Connected tab. The Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff will return in just a moment. Is the Antichrist alive today? Will the temple be rebuilt? Are we living in the tribulation? What is the mark of the beast? These questions and many others burn in the minds of millions. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. Yet the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is not current events or recent history, but within the rest of the Bible. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff covers today's most asked prophecy questions. Much more, it reveals why answering them correctly matters so much today. Yet it does not offer another model of the end times. Rather, it presents a method by which you can learn to read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code unravels the mystery of current and future events and paves a path in scripture interpretation. Now available in softcover. To order, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to our secure website at equip.org. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition by Hank Hanegraaff is the culmination of over 20 years of faithful study in answering questions on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With short, succinct answers to over 170 questions that stumbled seekers and galvanized skeptics against the historic Christian faith, the Complete Bible Answer Book will give you confidence in what you believe and why you believe it. Written in Hank's concise, three-point, easy-to-memorize fashion, the Complete Bible Answer Book is an essential tool for the beginner as well as the seasoned apologist. Consider it your one-stop Christian apologetics handbook. When you become a Bible Answer Man support team member, we'll send you the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition as our way of saying thank you. Order for yourself, a friend, or get a personalized copy when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the Kingdom of Christ and the Kingdom of the Cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Christian Research Journal is a one-of-a-kind magazine, combining eye-catching graphics with trustworthy content you can depend on. Get a biblical perspective on current events, religious movements, and cultural trends, and gain the discernment skills you need to defend the faith. Start your subscription today by calling 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Well, let's return now to the Bible Answer Man and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Before we go back to our callers, it occurs to me that I'm probably not doing very well today in terms of getting people to support this ministry. Well, we say controversial things. People, you know, say, well, look, I can't support a ministry like that. You just gored my ox. The truth of the matter is we kill all sacred cows on sight. I mean, we're not trying to be politically correct or popular, but we do need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. So if you love the Ring of Truth, we're going to stand for truth no matter what the cost. We ask you to stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially. And the best way to do that is on an ongoing monthly basis. And so we're asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can do that online at equip.org/donate. Equip.org/donate. And you select the Bible Answer Man support team. Look, I'm not very biblically based, you know, in terms of internet kind of associations. So, you know, I can interpret the Bible, but I'm not very good at doing the select the Bible Answer Man support team on the web. But it's pretty easy. Even I can do this, is my point. So you go to equip.org/donate, then you select Bible Answer Man support team, and then you fill out the online form and join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. And when you do, I send you the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition as my way of saying thank you. Also, for those giving $100 or more one-time gift this month, I'd like to send you the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. And we need many of you to stand with us so we can continue broadcasting on the radio, which is bearing abundant, abiding fruit. I mean, I'm happy to give it up, but I'll tell you, the fruit is just fantastic. The Lord is doing such great things through radio. And so we ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. And the way to do that, again, is on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me as well, for those that still prefer snail mail, as I do. Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Again, that's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I can tell you, I got some jet lag going on here. 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants. They're standing by, 888-7000-CRI. Let's go back to the phone lines. Next up, a Sonny listening on WCRV in South Haven, Mississippi. Hi, Sonny.
Hey, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
I was looking at this website on the internet, and it was called The Other Gospel of John Hagee.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I read on here, and they said that the Houston Liberty Flame in Houston carried the story in 1975, said that John Hagee was with a little church called the Trinity, and he, just a handful of people, and he admitted adultery on his first wife, and then he submitted a letter of infidelity, and then he went to Cornerstone, where he's at now, and there was a debate going on about whether he should be able to preach. And I was looking in the book of Titus. It says that the pastor must be blameless, not without sin, because we're all sinners, but blameless and without blemish, and a one-woman man, and not ever commit like polygamy. And I was just wondering, I mean, it said that, and my King James Bible said that if he was a divorced man, especially if he was taking an adultery himself, that that could very well preclude him from being a pastor. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it is not my place to deal with the moral failure of a preacher.
Right.
I have stayed out of that.
Right.
I can deal with theology.
Okay.
So I can test what he says in light of Scripture and hold fast to that which is good. So I don't know anything about his background morally,
right.
and so I don't want to comment on that.
Okay, I understand.
But I will tell you this. This is a man who is pretty strong in his denunciations of those who do not hold to his notion of a pre-tribulational rapture followed by a Holy Land Holocaust in which the vast majority of Jews perish. He shouts people that doubt his eschatology, he shouts them down as peddlers of godless heresy.
Exactly.
In fact, he's even use the ultimate pejorative phrase for those who deny the heart of dispensational eschatology. He says they are replacement theologians and they are guilty of spreading the message of anti-Semitism.
Right.
And so he's a guy I think is a pretty dangerous guy on a lot of different levels. Not only that, but I mean, he says some of the most outrageous things. For example, he said this, and I'm quoting, "Let us put an end to this Christian chatter
right.
that all the Jews are lost and can't be in the will of God until they convert to Christianity."
Yeah, I heard him say that.
And then he takes the onus off the Jewish community and places it on the Jewish Christ. Here's how he does that. And again, this is a direct quote. "If Jesus refused by his words or actions to claim to be Messiah to the Jews, then how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? According to Hagee, the Jewish people, and again, this is a direct quote, the Jewish people wanted Jesus to be their Messiah, but he absolutely refused. The Jews were not rejecting Jesus as Messiah. It was Jesus who was refusing to be Messiah to the Jews, closed quote. Now, if you've read through the Gospels even once, you know full well that the Lord emphatically contradicted the sentiment of John Hagee. And I can't think of anything more poignant than the emotionally charged words of Christ as he walks away from the temple and he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets, you who stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Or as John explains, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. So it was the Jews who rejected Jesus, not the other way around. And so, again, my point here is to say his moral failures, I don't know about. But I can tell you, theologically, his... I mean, what he says is absolutely disgusting from a theological perspective.
That's right. I've learned all of the false teachers by listening to this program. It's the best Christian program that I've ever discovered, your program, and I'm going to start supporting it. And anyway, there was a debate going on about Hagee, and they were talking about what a godly man he was, and I said, well, I saw John Hagee on TBN with my own eyes. I saw him where he was supporting him, like a cheering section for Benny Hinn. And I said, if you don't know Benny Hinn, you should, because he's made all kind of false prophecies. He's been proven time and time again to be a false prophet. And I said, and you got John Hagee here like a cheering section. I said, it's almost like John Hagee's like helping to lead the sheep to the slaughter by telling you that he's a wonderful man of God. Hagee says that Benny Hinn is like a wonderful man of God, and you should listen to him. I saw him on TBN, and I said, well, it's almost like he's helping to lead the sheep to the slaughter by telling you to listen to a false prophet.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, it would be very easy for me to get on the air and sensationalistically talk about the moral failure. I mean, I know a lot about what's going on.
Exactly.
But I have not done that for a reason. I think the real issue that I want to focus in on is teaching people how to read the Bible so that they can see that these men are false prophets for themselves.
I sure love your program, because I've learned all of these people. I mean, I can spot them instantaneously, and I know that their prophecies are not real, they're false, and... I've learned a lot about these false teachers, and like I said, the listening to this program, I know them all. And, of course, I mean, there's a lot of them. We both know that. But I just told this person, I said, well, this guy's telling you to listen to a false prophet, a known, proven false prophet. He said that homosexuals were going to be destroyed, and he gave a date. That didn't happen. He said that Jesus was going to appear in bodily form on the platform with him. I said, he gave a date. That's long past. That didn't happen. I said, and they said, well, being a false prophet is not everything. I said, well, according to my Bible, it says that the false prophet shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth forever, day and night, forever. I said, it sounds to me like being a false prophet is a pretty serious thing.
Well, it is serious. And Jeremiah said these false prophets in his day were not helping the people in the least. And so he said, do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. I mean, there are people making life decisions today based on what Harold Camping is saying. So why do I speak out against it? Because there are I had a lady call in last week on this program who was talking about suicides being planned as a result of listening to this false teaching of Harold Camping. And the reality is people do make life decisions based on what these guys say. So from my perspective, you know, guys like Joel Osteen will say that I'm doing what I'm doing for radio ratings. It's not true. I recognize that people are making life decisions based on what these guys are saying. And that's why I speak out against them. And there's a biblical precedent for speaking out as well. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep telling people that no harm is going to come to them. I mean, this is what was true in Jeremiah's day. And today you have these prophets saying, you know, you're going to be prosperous, you're going to be wealthy, deny your symptoms. Well, what happens to a woman in Texas that denies her symptoms until a tumor in her breast becomes a weeping sore and she dies? Ideas have consequences. So people think, well, you're being kind of harsh. No, ideas have consequences. What happens when a Joyce Meyer tells a paraplegic, stop feeling sorry for yourself, get out of that wheelchair? Your words create your reality. That's a word of faith idea. So if you're in the wheelchair, not only are you in a desperate condition, but you caused it. Last night I spent a little time with Johnny Erickson Tata. There's a woman that's one of my heroes of the faith, but she's in a wheelchair. The faith teacher looks at her and says, you know, if you had enough faith, you'd get out of that wheelchair. You know what? I have learned more from that woman than probably anybody else. She's one of my heroes in the faith. Her wheelchair has become a place for her to listen to the voice of God. And it's absolutely amazing what that quadriplegic has done with her life, the lives that have been touched. And you know, I'm going to have her on the program in the near future. In fact, I'm going to have her husband, Ken, on as well. Spent a lot of time talking to him yesterday, and boy, I'll tell you what a godly man. Those two have fallen in love with each other all over again. You know, Johnny Erickson Tata had cancer, and she's completely cancer-free right now. But I'll tell you what, they are amazing people, and they're testimonies to the grace of God, not because they jumped out of a wheelchair, but because in the cauldron of adversity, they came to a true valuation of things and had been poured out in new and better fashion. We're out of time for today. Look forward to being right here tomorrow answering more of your questions.
Thanks for joining us for The Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. On today's broadcast, we've mentioned several resources that will help equip you to defend the faith. To order products or listen to the broadcast online, go to our website at equip.org or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. The Forefront, When Doctrine Meets Daily Life, is an equipping audio CD from the Christian Research Institute compiled from 6 insightful interviews on The Bible Answer Man. For your gift this month, we will send you this helpful CD as our way of saying thank you for your faithful prayers and support. Learn how to define and defend the biblical concept of family. Combat atheism with the truth about objective morality. Explain how the biblical grounds for divorce and remarriage actually protect and elevate the status of women. Respond to the cultural influence of social media and its place in your life. And refute Richard Dawkins and others who claim that Darwinian evolution is proven fact, and much more. Get your copy of The Forefront, When Doctrine Meets Daily Life, when you support the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or go to equip.org.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. to get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.